Hello.
Yes, hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. Okay, I'm just calling a reference to, I see that you called into our agency looking for a caregiver for your husband.
That's what I was looking for, someone to, for a few hours to stay with him, which is a caregiver.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So we can definitely try, you know, assist in finding someone. I would just need some information, you know, on the care needs, the hours and all of that, so we can, you know, do our best at trying to find the, you know, the suitable candidate. So first of all, I see that you said, like, around 5 hours a week you'd like.
Well, yeah, 4 or 5 hours. Well, can I ask a few questions first?
Sure. Not a problem.
Okay. Or share some how I got your number or the company's number. First of all, we only need someone, say, one morning a week or one afternoon a week, and we are, I am very flexible. It would be to fill in with or stay with him while I'm running errands or have an appointment. Or and I am going out of town the first weekend in February, which I have most of the time filled by family and, well, basically his daughter. But we do have a few hours on, like, a Friday that day, and it isn't too – I don't need anyone for housekeeping. I can take care. I am his caregiver now, period. And when I go somewhere, I normally will take him with me. That's getting to be a little bit of a problem. So what we're doing is, what I'm doing is trying to break into this gently. Because he does have dementia, and he gets quite confused when the phone rings and things happen.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at now. Okay. We had a therapist that was coming in. Well, actually, it was covered under, partially covered under insurance, but she was working with him for speech and also for mobility. She is not coming in. We're going to get her back, I hope. She recommended that I call you guys, your company.
Okay,
and she had worked, she worked with other people, and she had worked or got familiar with someone named Marty. She said to ask you if, or to say something, she thought she, whoever, did, I don't know her, so I'm open to other people, but she said she was, would be very good with my husband, or, you know, she felt as if she would meet our needs. I do not know the last name. I do not know how many hours or anything. I said it's very minimal right now. It may become more, but I'm understanding that probably we do not qualify for Medicare.
Medicaid you're talking about, right?
Medicaid, I'm sorry. Yes,
yes
we
yeah.
have Medicaid. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah,
have
sometimes
Medicare.
It gets confusing.
Yeah, we have Medicare A and B, and we also have private, well, we have Aetna insurance. But it was my understanding that, that neither of those would come into play now.
Right.
Okay. So, and I don't think from the little bit that they shared that we would qualify for, because we own some property and have a small retirement and some investments. We're not rich, but the whole income thing, I think, disqualifies us.
Yeah, I see
we're
that you
not
spoke
tenants.
With Naftali before. And according to him, you wouldn't be able to qualify for it.
Right, right. And that's what I understood before he even made the call. But What I am interested in knowing is, what is your charge for that type of service? Just kind of a temporary, and actually it wouldn't maybe even have to be every week, but I need, at this point I'm needing somebody I can call. And I would definitely schedule around there, whatever there. That's what we did with the therapist, and it worked out beautifully, because sometimes she came, I told her originally just what I told you, and she sometimes put us first, because I'm fortunate for us, she lived only a couple miles away. So she would put us on first in the morning or the last in the afternoon. Now, we knew, you know, obviously she had a schedule, but the whole point was we worked it out with her, and it worked out. She loved it, because, I mean, it wasn't always every week the same, and that was okay.
Well,
but,
that's nice.
That would be something we're open to, too. I don't know who the person would be, because I originally was going to call the Office of the Aging here in the Lancaster County area and see if there was anyone that, I don't know, I wouldn't have to be a volunteer, but that would be available for this kind of service. Because right now it's not to do any labor or anything. Of course, I appreciate if they wanted to wash the dishes, they dirty, but that was...
It sounds like it's going to be pretty easy
now.
Work. Yeah, is it, you're saying you want a companion for him while you leave the house, right?
That's
someone to keep an eye
pretty
on
much what it is, yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you asked about our rate. So it is $35 an hour for each hour that the caregiver works.
Okay.
I will send you the contracts just so you have all the information, you know, everything.
Okay.
Everything on there, on the paper. Okay.
Okay.
How do you want me to send it? Do you work through email or text or, you know, how's best?
Well, can we do it snail mail?
Mail? Okay, sure. That's also not a problem. Yeah.
Because of conditions, we had to shut down the computer, and right now I'm not willing to.
Okay, not a problem.
We
that's a very normal request.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send that out in the mail hopefully today. So
that
would
be
it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be helpful. And I'll try to get it efficiently as possible. And if it would be somebody, I don't know. I mean, I would, we're in our 80s, so everybody's younger than us anyhow. But it doesn't have to
you
be somebody.
You sound younger. Your voice sounds younger.
Doesn't have to be some kid. Well, I'm told that I look in a mirror and I see 80. So,
oh.
No, I see 83. Anyhow, it doesn't have to be anybody, you know, somebody in their 60s. That I would have done it gladly then. But, well, I'd do it now, but not anyway. So, but...
So you think you'd rather have someone a little older?
That would be fine.
That would be better.
Somebody that comes in with a walker, that's not going to encourage you.
Yeah,
I need a motivator.
No. Oh, so you would want someone that's younger.
Well, somebody that you know, possibly could take walks with him or something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going. I just don't want him out alone. I'm a little nervous now. But, you know, somebody that's still fairly active, but somebody in their 60s is just don't send me somebody with a walker. Well,
yeah,
I'm better than that.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, it would
be. But then again, whoever we find for you, you can always say no. You can always say, I don't want this person, I don't like this person. And then another one point, would you be up to having like a set schedule like every week when the caregiver is going to work? Obviously, you can always switch it around, but meaning it has to be a basic set schedule. Do you think that would be a problem?
No, I don't. And I'm not sure yet about I was hoping to find somebody because I'm not asking them to do anything other than basically sit with him. I would have if it wouldn't go over a meal, but I'm still open to finding somebody else that somebody that would be available to do it for a little less money, since we're not going to be able to, you know. But right now, I would be open to filling out the application and seeing what we can find.
Okay. I understand, yes. So let me see what we have in the area. You will be probably getting a call from Sarah. She does the staffing. So
okay.
As soon as she finds someone, she's going to give you a call.
Okay.
To set it up, okay? So we'll be in touch about it then.
Sarah, and yes. Is she calling from the 267 number?
So actually, it is a different number. Let me just confirm what that number is. It's also 267551. Let me see what her last four digits are so you can see what to expect. Hold on.
Thank you. Sarah.
Okay, it's 7418. Okay, the last four digits.
7418.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now I know when you called in, this is a landline, and it just came through with the phone number. I didn't get, you know, like home instead number or any recognition.
Oh, yeah.
That's
this
why
is my direct line. Yeah, we all have direct numbers, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that. And this is Sarah, right?
Yes. My name is Ruth, just so you know.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you got that down. Yeah. So I'm still going to be in touch with you, and so will Sarah. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, this is my first experience with this, and right now it's not a huge need, but actually I'm going to be going out of town and the first weekend in February, so I would have one day then if there'd be somebody, and if they're just available for a few hours, that would be fine too. But and if it doesn't work out, I'm still searching.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's see what we can come up with.
Okay.
Amazing.
I appreciate it. Thank
My
you, Sarah.
Pleasure.
And I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, yes.
No,
we'll
he's Ruth. I'm sorry, Ruth.
Yes, yes. No, that's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good one, then.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.